I need some volunteers, so I need 3 signposts. Who's willing to be a signpost? Come on up here. Excellent. Go on, Hope. And come on in. Matt. Okay, so we have signpost number 1. Galilee. Could you please go and stand over here? Oh, no, not you. You'll come over here. Can we have signpost number 2? If you can go and stand over there on the end. Superb. And signpost number 3. If you can go and stand just by over here. Over, oh, sorry, donkey. Just move over a little bit. There we go. Excellent. Brilliant. Okie dokie. And I need 2 other volunteers. Esther, superb. A grammar assistant, please could you just help me put these costumes on. The orange one is for Esther. And I need a boy. Boy, anyone? Anyone up for it? Come on.
Hey.
Excellent.
Over the head. Over the head. That's it. Brilliant.
Actually, some of you may have remembered, last month we had the same costumes and I still haven't made them any smaller. Yeah. I've also lost... You ready? You might disappear. It's like a magic trick. Okay. Arms through. There is an armhole there. It's just a bit.
Oh.
In there. No, that way there. In there. Superb. One minute, he's got to walk. Right, so, this is Jesus.
Not a ghost.
Not a ghost, that's not bad. And this is a woman. A woman. Could the woman please go and stand there and pick up your bucket? Because that one needs to stand perfect. So I want to tell you about this woman, because one day she met Jesus. Now, I would like to call this woman Samaritan Sue. So Sue, this is Sue, everyone. Welcome, Sue. Now, Jesus was on his way to Galilee. From Galilee, put your sign up in the air. To Judea. Super. Now, it's quite a distance from Galilee to Judea. So he decided, Jesus, that is, decided to stop off in Samaria. By a superbly crafted well. This is a well, by the way. This is a well. Now, just so you know, just a little fact about this well. Do you know the guy Joseph with his Technicolor dream coat? Yes? Yes? Read your Bible recently? Excellent. Well, he had a dad called Jacob. And this well is Jacob's well. Very exciting. Very exciting. So, anyway, it was about noon. Very important time to be telling you. Because usually the women in the town would go and collect their water in the morning and in the evening. But this woman, Samaritan Sue, was collecting her water at noon because not many of the women, or men in fact, liked Sue in the town. So this is the only time she could go in order to get her water when they wouldn't make fun of her. So when Sue approached Jesus, Jesus was sat on the well, not today though, and he asked her, "Would you give me some water to drink?" At which Sue looked a bit shocked. And she said, "How come you, a Jew, are asking me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" I sound like a Muppet. The reason Sue was so shocked was because Jews, which Jesus was, never, ever, ever spoke to Samaritan people. But Jesus replied, "If you knew the kindness of God and who I am, you would be asking me for a drink, and I would give you fresh, living water." Very good, isn't he? A little perplexed. Looks like shocked. Realizing that Jesus didn't even have a bucket, she said, "Sir, you don't even have a bucket, and the well is
get the living water. Are you a better man than our Jacob and ancestor Jacob, who dug this beautifully crafted well and drank from it?
But Jesus replied,
everyone who drinks this water from the well will get thirsty again and again. Anyone who drinks the water I give will never thirst, not ever. The water I give will become a gushing fountain inside of them, giving everlasting life.
Very excited by this idea, Sue. Very excited, Sue. Yes, excellent. Very excited, Sue. Ask Jesus,
sir, give me this water so I won't ever get thirsty. But the story, it doesn't end there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It carries on.
Because Jesus then asked Sue,
go and get your husband. Oh, hang on.
Go and get your husband and come back.
But Sue, she didn't actually have one husband. Do you know how many husbands she actually had? She had five. Five husbands. Whew! I'm sure most of you can't even cope with one, I'm going to say. And when Jesus told Sue, she was flabbergasted. That's a good face. That's a good flabbergasted face. And said, so, you must be a prophet. So, you must be a prophet. Well, tell me this. The people that lived before us, like Jacob, who made this beautiful well, worshipped God at this mountain. But you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place for worship, right? But Jesus went on to say that the time has come when it actually won't even matter whether you are a Jew like Jesus or whether you're a Samaritan like the woman. It doesn't matter where you worship God. It doesn't matter how you worship God. What is going to matter is that you are honest before God and that you live your life like He would. But Sue, she wasn't sure, were you, Sue? Excellent. I don't know about that! I do know that the Messiah, Jesus, is coming. When He arrives, we'll get the whole story. And Jesus simply said, I am He. With that, Sue went away telling everyone with an excited skip in her step. And all that happened, and all that happened when she had met him. The end.
Okay, so what are we looking at in this theme? Can anyone tell me what we've been looking at at all? So can anyone tell me what we've been looking at over this last couple of weeks? Over the last couple of months, sorry. Any of the adults particularly? Well, that's going, what? Fruits of the Spirit. Now, can anyone name some of the fruits of the Spirit? Go on, Naomi. Love. Kindness. Okay, pineapple, I heard kindness, but there we are. Go on. Joy. There you go, what's around the banners? Peace. Any other ones at all? Gentleness, self-control, faithfulness, patience. There we go, that's our eight fruits of the Spirit. Okay, now today we've just heard a story all about, there's nine, what's the other one? There's eight, isn't there? Says the trainee minister. Embarrassing. For the kids, actually on the sheet you've got in front of you, there's actually a whole list of them, so you should be able to find them quite easily. Now, we've been doing Fruits of the Spirit, and today we've heard a story all about Jesus' kindness and about the goodness that he saw in the woman at the well. And two of our Fruits of the Spirit are goodness and kindness. Apparently there's nine, but we'll just shh. Okay, so fruit. When I was at school, I wasn't the biggest fan of fruit, and the only way to make me eat it was if like an apple, for example, was really shiny and really, really appetizing. If it had a few bruises, wasn't the right color, I was very fussy and wouldn't eat it. So, I thought I'd demonstrate to you what I mean by this. So, here's the apple that I would probably go for. Nice and shiny, nice and reflective. Very nice. Very appetizing. This one, however, slightly lighter hue of colour. Not really my greatest thing. A few bruises on it. Wasn't really what I wanted. Okay? Now, a bit like our story today, Jesus came along, and all the other people who saw the woman at the well, they thought she wasn't very nice. She was a bit like this apple. A bit bruised, a bit nasty. And they all preferred to spend time with people who were like good apples like this, who were nice and shiny and lovely. Can you give me the plate and the knife? But one day when I was at school, I went to go bite into my lovely, shiny, lush, crisp apple. Something happened. Don't do this at home, kids. So when I opened this lush apple, it was horrible inside. And that put me off apples for life, but it didn't. It was all horrible and manky and not very nice. Actually, the other apple was beautiful inside. And that's a bit like today's story. It is sometimes what's on the outside doesn't always reflect what's on the inside. See, the woman at the well, all her friends, all people around her, because of the things that she'd done, they didn't like her at all. They thought she was really horrible, and really, they didn't like her. But when Jesus walked past, what on the outside seemed a really bad person, Jesus saw goodness in her. And when he showed kindness towards the woman at the well, it changed her life. And the fruits of the Spirit are all about how can we be like Jesus. They're all the kind of characteristics, all the things that Jesus was like. And with the help of the Holy Spirit in us, we can be just like Jesus. And he can help us be good to people. He can help us see the good in everyone. He can help us be really kind to people. And Jesus was not only kind and good. He was loving. He was joyful. He had peace. He had self-control. And all the fruits of the Spirit, all nine apparently, of the fruits of the Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit inside of us, we could be like Jesus. And we can show our friends kindness and goodness. And when we do that, Jesus really loves it. And in the story we heard today, Jesus said that one day, when he says, when I've come, when I've died on the cross, you can worship me anywhere. And when you are nice and when you're kind and you're good to your friends and people you know, people who other people don't like, that's worshipping God. And you can do that anywhere. And God really loves that. God loves it when we're nice to people because he's a loving God. He's a God who loves every one of us. And he loves it when we love other people too. So the thing to remember about today is that the fruits of goodness and kindness. Actually, God looks to the heart. He looks at what's inside. He looks at the good inside of you. Whether you think you've messed up, whether you think you've done bad things, God says, I look to your heart. I look to who you actually are. Not to what people have said you are, not the things that people think that you've done. I look in the heart. And then God says that when he sees the goodness in us, we can show goodness to other people too. And we can be good and we can be kind. With the help of the Holy Spirit in us, we can worship God by acting out the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to thank you that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be more like you, Jesus. That we can be kind and we can be good. That we can love others. That we can be joyful, we can have peace. We can be self-controlled. And Lord, all the fruits of the Spirit, we want to thank you that with your help, we can be more like you. Help us each day to live out lives of love to all people. Amen. Just pray. Loving God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for joy. And Lord, we thank you that you bring goodness into our lives. Father God, help each of us not to look at the surface, but Lord, look to the hearts, just like you look. And Lord, know the love that you have for each one of us. Amen. So go in the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May he be with you this day and forever, evermore. Amen. Let's just share in the words of the grace together. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.